And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 25th of August, 2015. It was on this day in 1718 French immigrants founded the city of New Orleans, named for Philippe II, the Duke of Orleans. The French had claimed the territory in 1682, and they sent a starter population of prisoners, slaves, and bonded servants arriving in New Orleans to find a swamp with a lot of mosquitoes surrounded by hostile Indians prone to hurricanes. The French then sent 90 female convicts straight from the Paris jails, chaperoned by a group of nuns until they could be married off to the men who were waiting there for them. Two engineers laid out plans for the original walled village, which then came to be called the French Quarter. It became an American city in 1803. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Wright, Pickwick Dam, Tennessee, 1935, went off to Davidson College, joined the army, was stationed in Italy, and there he read a poem by Ezra Pound, Blandula Tanula Vagula, set in the part of Italy where Wright was stationed, and that inspired him to start writing poems. It's the birthday of the novelist Martin Amis, born Oxford, England, 1949, author of the novels Money, London Fields, The Information, and others. Martin Amis, who said, "Nothing compares with the fluidity of longhand. You shift things around without shifting them around, in that you merely indicate a possibility while your original thought is still there. The trouble with a computer is that what you come out with has no memory, no provenance, no history." And it's the birthday of Leonard Bernstein, born in Lawrence, Massachusetts, 1918. He was 40 when he became the musical director of the New York Philharmonic. Wrote On the Town and West Side Story, the operetta Candide, symphonies, scores for ballets. Leonard Bernstein conducted his final performance at Tanglewood in 1990, in August, and the following Christmas, just before he died at the age of 72, he conducted Beethoven's Ninth in Berlin to celebrate the crumbling of the Berlin Wall. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, From a Country Overlooked. There are no creatures you cannot love. A frog calling at God from the moon-filled ditch as you stand on the country road in the June night. The sound is enough to make the stars weep with happiness. In the morning, the landscape green is lifted off the ground by the scent of grass. The day is carried across its hours without any effort by the shining insects that are living their secret lives. The space between the prairie horizons makes us ache with its beauty. Cottonwood leaves click in an ancient tongue to the farthest cold dark in the universe. The cottonwood also talks to you of breeze and speckled sunlight. You are at home in these great empty places, along with red-winged blackbirds and sloughs. You are comfortable in this spot, so full of grace and being that it sparkles like jewels spilled on water. A poem by Tom Hennen, From a Country Overlooked, from his collection Darkness Sticks to Everything, published by Copper Canyon Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.